Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to know your reaction to Governor Andrew Cuomo's choice of words yesterday when talking about discrimination. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware of it, but if you weren't, he used the N-word.
Yes, I am aware of that. And what he did was he did not just out and out just used it, the N-word. He quoted from a passage from another article. That's what happened. And it wasn't in a malicious way. It was just a comparison, even to the Italian-Americans as well. So when we look at this, we need to look at the full context of it and not just if somebody just used the N-word, what was it used in and how was it used? It was the context of it was a quote. So if we really want to get technical about it, the article that he quoted should have never had it in it. But it was a quote, and it wasn't used in a malicious way. So I don't see any problem with that being used in that context, in the comparison context. Because when you look at racism and the biases that we are faced with, you will find those things and those kind of words being used. And if you go into the definition of the word, we know that it was used to represent those who were African Americans enslaved, but also the other definition is an ignorant person. So we look at the whole context of the statement, of the quote, and of the word, you find that there are a lot of ignorant people out there, but they just don't use that word to describe them.
When I heard the governor say that yesterday, I was a little surprised myself because, I mean, we're going to just be straightforward with it. He's a white guy, and very rarely do you hear something like that, because typically when a white person says that word, it's a word that's considered very taboo, and there are people who are saying that the governor needs to apologize. But I mean, just listening to what you had to say, you don't think the governor needs to apologize for it?
Well, is he a white American, or is he an Italian American? What is his lineage? What is it? I can see if he was just a white American, but in that were in that statement, he was quoting a passage from an article, and it wasn't done in a malicious way. So I don't see him having a need to apologize on that particular fact.
Okay, and then, I mean, just the overall argument on this, though, and the overall discussion, just the word in 2019, it's extremely controversial. I'm not going to say the word here.
Right. Which is understandable.
But, you know, when having this conversation about the context of it, I guess, would you say it's important that he had said that word in the context that he said it and knowing the full circumstances of it? Is it appropriate for him to say it?
When we look at the con, he was doing a quote. Now, he could have said the N-word, but sometime for effect in comparison to his nationality, he was putting it in the context of individuals looking at how they categorize people. And the way he stated it, and in that context, they were categorizing Italian-Americans in the same context as they were categorizing African-Americans.
And Reverend, my last question that I've got for you, it kind of goes back to the one I had brought up earlier when, you know, a person who is white, they say it and it becomes taboo. You, of course, had mentioned that the governor, because of his Italian background, he got the pass because of the context of it. When people of color say it, it also gets a pass. But when white people say it, it's very much a taboo. Can you go a little bit into detail as to why it's such an offensive word in today's day and age still? And just, I guess, the criticism of it that a lot of people say it's a double standard.
Well, I don't like using the word myself. Let me put that out there, because we are intelligent individuals as Americans, and we can come up with a better word than that. In the quote that was used, it was a quote that he was quoting. It wasn't his words. It was a quote that he was quoting. And sometimes there are some things that you can say amongst your people that shouldn't be said amongst other people. You know, for instance, the word brother. If somebody say, "Hey, how you doing, brother?" And is African American, there's a sense of onus to that. But when it comes down to maybe a white person saying that, or someone of a different ethnicity, you kind of suspect because you're not used to hearing that word from them. And sometimes when people say that word, and I'm not giving anybody a pass, we shouldn't say it. We shouldn't say anything offensive to anyone. There are certain things you can say in your household. You can call your wife baby, but if I call your wife baby, you may find that offensive.
I understand that one.
I understand that one totally. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.